Okay, I'm Lori Blauner, and I'm going to be talking about literary nonfiction with Rich Ives, who is a writer, a friend, and a teacher. And my essay, I Was One of My Memories, was in Superstition Review, issue number 21. And that was mainly about the death of my beloved cat, Cyrus, but it encompasses everything. And the most interesting thing to me about this nonfiction piece, which is the first time I've been trying to do nonfiction as a poet and fiction writer, is that I felt the structure of my piece reflects the content. And it also shows me the way that my mind works, which I'm curious to see in another 10 or 20 years and see how that is different. It was also a way of working through my grief and also encompassing everything else in my life. So Rich and I are going to talk about nonfiction.
Well, one of the things that I keep thinking about when I look at this piece and think about what Lori said about her cat is how much is going on in the piece that isn't about cats, and how much of an analogy the whole question of the cats is and what role they play in various people's lives, including my own. I did know the cat also, but I didn't react quite the same way when it died as Lori did.
Well, that wasn't your cat.
So the difference between analogy and metaphor might be something to talk about here, in that as she continues writing about the cat, the ideas that the cat stands for also continue. So it's not just a singular comparison. It's if you read the whole piece thinking about another subject, it often will fit all the way through the piece. You can just take the word cat out and put something else in, and it'll make total sense.
Yeah, and one of the things I know I was thinking about when I wrote it was about aging. And so that does tie into grief about any death, really, and all the various stages you go through for that.
Which brings up the next word I wanted to throw into this, which is context.
Hmm.
The relationship and questions raised for Lori about her cat are different because of the context of the age she's at and the things she's thinking about when the cat died.
And context in terms of, I want to see what kind of nonfiction I write in 10 or 20 years, because that context for me will certainly change as I have other experiences and I grow older, even older.
A lot of essay writing is based upon having researched or looked up or found factual information about a certain subject. And then there are conventions about how you're supposed to deal with your sources and how you're supposed to present it in the traditional essay. And one of the great things about creative nonfiction is you don't have to follow those routines. Creative nonfiction recognizes the different kinds of truth that are available to us. And in a traditional essay, there's only one kind, and it's primarily factual. And when you're working with creative nonfiction, especially when you're working with analogies or metaphors, then the context alters, and therefore the meaning of what you're doing alters and maybe applies to more things than the singular one it would if you researched something.
And I see that in this essay under the myths. Most of these cat myths are real, except for a couple of them. And before I even started trying to write nonfiction, one of the main things I asked Rich, who had been writing it before, was how much am I allowed to use my imagination, which doesn't go away with nonfiction when you're actually writing nonfiction? And your answer was?
I'm not exactly sure what I said then. But what I would say now is the main reason that I'm writing essays at all is because of creative nonfiction. I was never interested in doing research and coming up with factual information. I was interested in the complexity of certain kinds of truth. And so that as you write the creative nonfiction, you're doing much like a fiction writer does. You're dealing with multiple levels of meaning, not a singular one that you've researched. And so, for example, when you change the context, the meaning then alters. to put it in simple terms, an essay is dealing with what is the truth. Well, creative nonfiction says the truth is not simple. The truth is not singular. There's multiple dimensions to the truth. And the approach of creative nonfiction is to use the devices of poets and fiction writers to be able to approach that larger, more complex truth rather than just factually support a singular point.
And what is the difference between that and lying?
Well, one of the things I like to say to students about creative nonfiction is this is where you get to lie in order to tell the truth.
I've heard that one before.
In other words, sometimes it is absolutely necessary to create a falsity in order for it to lead you to and help you to understand a different, greater truth.
In my essay, the last part is called, well, the second to last part is called "This Didn't Happen," and that is directly questioning that. You know, is that nonfiction? This is about a room full of books flying anywhere in the world.
Now, most essayists wouldn't pick that subject to write about.
But it was. It just felt naturally part of my essay, and I did not say no.
Almost gives you permission to then write about any subject.
Yeah.
Which is the holdback for a lot of people who write other forms, such as write fiction, but don't write nonfiction because they perceive it to be limiting. And it is limiting in a certain kind of way, and it doesn't necessarily need to be a negative way. But you're looking for support of a different kind for the points you're making.
And really, for what is the truth, what do you do when you have two sisters who grew up in the same family that see everything that happened in that family totally different? That's context,
yes,
again.
The word, so, the word I brought up.
Which, you know, which you see in each of their lives, you know, they've grown up into something different and therefore perceive the events that happened in the past differently.
Absolutely. And the difference in the nature of how each of the two of you perceive pets is rather large.
Mm-hmm.
In the case of your sister, she has large dogs,
mm-hmm,
and you have medium to small size
cats
that are usually of a particular breed.
Yeah, I do like the Siamese. And it's really part of the family. And so it becomes something about, in a way, about family, which then starts encompassing everything else again in the world. So,
and something you could do in creative nonfiction that you wouldn't do in regular nonfiction is you can use a viewpoint of something that could not speak for itself.
Like a cat,
like
or
a cat,
a dog.
Could be the voice that's telling the creative nonfiction piece, but nobody's going to buy that for an essay that's traditional.
No. And really, this was I feel like the whole book, the whole nonfiction book called I Was One of My Memories, was really a way for me to work through my grief.
And more.
More.
And because
Really took on different subjects other than the cat.
One of the things that happens in analogy is that you may be conscious and deliberate about a particular analogy that you are creating. She might, for example, be writing about the death of her cat and know it's about this other subject too. But in the process, it may be about multiple other subjects, not just one.
Yes, and that's true.
And that's one of the things that drives a writer to keep writing and keep exploring the same subject matter, because the same subject matter is really larger than they thought it was.
And it goes, you never know where. I still feel like a lot of memories and a lot of animals, events, people are all connected. And then we become each other's witnesses, and that's what nonfiction is kind of about.
Another part of creative nonfiction that's very different is the forms, the methods of organization in which you operate are often very different from what you would do in traditional fiction. In creative nonfiction, you might alter the way in which you present the organization of time. You might, for example, write about how you felt 3 years ago and jump to a projection about how you think you're going to feel 3 years from now, and then go to the present and then move around. And these are things that poets use all the time. Fiction writers sometimes use, but much less. Mm-hmm. And essay writers very seldom use.
Yeah, that's true. Although I think there's a lot of projection for the future as a possibility.
That's often one of the points for the essay writer.
Right.
Because the essay writer often knows what they're looking for, and that therefore the research. They have focused in on something that they're going to address. Whereas when I write a creative nonfiction piece, I have a starting point, I have an idea, but very often the end result of the creative nonfiction piece turns out to be someplace very different from where I started.